The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gittin Daf Samach Daled. In our lecture for the previous daf, Daf Samach Gimel, we discussed the sugya of Atur Shlichusan, the idea that Edim, a sofer, who have written a get, and then for some reason wish to write another one, may not do so without getting new authorization, a new commission from the husband. Atur Shlichusan, as soon as they've written one get, their initial commission terminates, and they can't write a new one without getting a new authorization from the husband. This is true as long as the first get is kosher. Even if the first get lacks some chumras, they want to write another get to satisfy all the chumras that we do. As long as the first get was kosher, mikra, din, they cannot write a new one without new authorization, because their initial authorization has terminated. But if, however, the first get was pasul, certainly if it's pasul midaraisa, la halacha we say, even if it's pasul midrabanan, the get is a chaspa ba'alma, we say lo asu shlichusan, their commission has not terminated, and they may write another get, mikra din, without new authorization. In this lecture, we discuss a major halachic controversy that emerges from this sugya. Some achronim argue that insofar as we say lo asu shlichusan, that eidim who have written a get that has a real psul have not fulfilled their shlichus, that means that now we have a new problem with the get. In addition to whatever psul, whatever problem exists in the get, inherently, now there's a new problem. Lo asu shlichusan. The Edim have not acted in accordance with their instructions. They've deviated from their commission. Now we have a get that was written shelo b'tara shlichus, without proper authorization from the husband. And that creates a new problem, that the get is now batel midaraisa for a new reason. And why does that matter if the get is possible anyway? So there are several nafkaminas, the most important being the original problem may have only been a psul drabanan. And that means, for example, that if the get was given and she got married, we would say lo tese. A get that's batel midaraisa is more serious. Even b'diavad, she would have to get divorced. So this is a major dispute among the achronim. Several of the earlier achronim have argued that lo asu shlichusan means that no matter what the initial problem was, now we have a new, very serious problem of get shelo b'tara shlichus, and that get is batel midaraisa. One of the first ones to propose this was the get pashut. He's dealing with a very difficult tshuva of the Rush. The Rush is talking about a get mukdam, a predated get, a get that was dated too early. That is pasul, but it's only pasul midrabanan. There is a tshuva sarash who rules that if a woman went ahead and got married with such a get, then since the get is pasul, she doesn't even need a get from the second husband. The second husband's kedushin are worthless, command alessa, and she can go back to the first husband without a get from the second husband. So the achronim struggle mightily. Why should that be? A get muktam is only pasul midrabanan. Midaraisa, the get is kosher. Midaraisa, she is now not married. So midaraisa, she needs kedushin. So how can the rabbanon come along and say that she doesn't, midaraisa, she needs a get from the second person? So how can the rabbanon come along and say that she doesn't need a get from the sheni? So the get pashut suggests what he admits is a novel approach of his own. He says, since our Gemara says that in the case of a get that is pasul, we say, lo asu shlichusan, they have not fulfilled their instructions, now the get is batel midaraisa. And therefore, she would not need a get from kedushin that she accepted from somebody else. The get pashut agrees that this is a difficult approach. He says, l'inin halacha, he says all the terutzim in the Rush that he's proposed, other ones too, yesh la'arav l'gamgem, none of these are really totally glat. He says, al-kain, you can't be somech on this Rush, ein l'hakel kitvarat the Rush, we cannot be somech on the Rush to permit her to remarry the first guy or somebody else without a get from the sheni. She definitely needs a get from the sheni, and then she can't return to the Rishon. So he's not actually so sure about this Svara. He proposes it to explain a difficult Rush. La'halacha, it's not clear how strongly he really accepts this Svara. This Svara is also adopted, la'halacha apparently, by the Shaila Teshuva Sefer Yoshua. He was talking about a get me'uchar, a post-dated get, a get that was dated after it was executed. So such a get is not as bad as a get muktam. According to some poskim, it's actually kosher. Again, even if it's possible, certainly drabanan. But he argues that in spite of the fact that the inherent psul is only, at worst, drabanan, this get itself may be totally batel midaraisa. He brings the same idea that maybe not from the Gemara of Law Shlichusan, but Misvari. He says if Edim have deviated from their instructions, that's a shinoi. That's Law Shlichusan, he says. Certainly, according to the poskim, who say that the ksivas haget need shlichus, it's a major machlokes rishonim, whether ksivas haget, the writing of the get, needs actual agency, actual shlichus, or not. Certainly if you do, then it's pashut, he says, that the get is batel, even if you don't need shlichus, he says, but certainly if you're mashana, if you deviate from the husband's instructions, the get is batel. He says, that such a get is certainly batel. a get that's meuchar, that's not a perfect, ideal get. It therefore constitutes a deviation from the husband's instructions, and therefore the get is pshita, that the get is pasul, or batul, or kuli alma. Perhaps the most famous exponent of this shita is Mishkanos Yaakov. Mishkanos Yaakov says, not just things which are pasul drabanan, even things which are only minhagim, he says, even things which have no ikrim in Torah, not even midivrei sofrim, are just minhagim, he says, doesn't matter. Mistami, he says, a person who instructed the sofer to write a get means a perfect get, b'li pikpuk, and if he didn't do that, that's a shinui, and it's batul min haTorah, just like any shliach, any agent who deviates from his instructions, the get, what he did is void, the get is batul, he brings raias to this, and he comes out that such a get would be batul. Now he concedes the problem which many achronim pose to the shita. He says, al pizat tzarech lidchok, we have a major dachik, he says, all the mekilim ben yonim eil b'shas adchak. Many poskim are mekilim these chumras b'shas adchak, many of these chumras. According to me, he says, it's only if the husband explicitly authorized the get to be written in a non-lechatchila way. But if the husband just asked for a standard get, and they used one of the kulos, they didn't implement one of the chumras, such a get would be batel. Not because the chumra is inherently so important, but because if the husband asked for a standard get, and he was given a get without chumras, that's a deviation from his instructions. There would be no room to mekil at all, even b'di'evet, even b'shas adchak. Al karchach, all the poskim who are mekil on these chumras, if these chumras were missing b'shas adchak, must have meant where the husband explicitly condoned such a get without various chumras. As we said, this is a fairly controversial shita. Many gedolei achronim pushed back and rejected this shita, certainly in the case where it's only chumras, even in the case where the get is pasul mikra din, such as the get muktam or a get meuchar. Beginning with the Taras Gittin. Taras Gittin says he's going on the Get Pashut, who's talking about a Psul Gomer, Muktam. But he says, even according to the Get Pashut, since our custom is that we have the husband tell the sofer, you're authorized to write as many Gittin as necessary until you get one that is properly done. We do that to avoid having to go back to the husband and ask permission again if you want to write another Get for a Chumra. So he says, it comes out now that law is Shlichus done ever, even in a case of Chumras. And if so, he says, every get that's missing chumras, basically like Mishnah Yaakov, would be batel. E.F. Shalomer Kane, he says it can't be. Midasasim waposkim v'lo kosvetin v'chidosh kazeh. Such a major chidosh, a major chumra, a major gacha, poskim should have warned you about, and they don't. So clearly this is not lahalacha. Bris Avram, Piskachua brings, Bris Avram also makes this point. He says, Misvari, you could certainly say such a thing, he says. But lahalacha, he says it can't be. We find kama p'tulim drabanan, where the standard halacha always is, that it's not batel, it's pasul, and therefore there are certain kulos based on pasul. And he says, no one ever says that these gittin all become pasul in the standard case where the husband asks for a standard get. No one ever says that. So al karchach, we don't say that. The question is, why? Other poskim also make this point. Ritzel Chan Inspector and Mein Yitzchak says he saw the svara of the get pasul in the Mishnah Yaakov. But Ladaiti says, in my opinion, kasher lomar kein, because again, it would come out that kol psulei drabanan. The halacha always is, a get that's pasul midrabanan, we say, and this is lo teitzei. She went ahead, b'di'evet, and got married, the halacha is lo teitzei. It would come out that if the husband didn't know about it and didn't authorize it, the get's batul min haTorah. It's a shinui shlichus. And again, no one ever said that, except for these several achronim. So again, it can't be, la halacha, he says, we reject this svara. Aruch HaShulchan also rejects this svara. The Chazon Ish proposes far on his own, but then he says that he's mafakvik on it. He comes out to Archeim, but he's also not sure this is correct. And Revizik Isaac Halevi Herzog and his Hechel Yitzchak also go through this. He says there are achronim. He says, for example, the Sefer Yoshua who say this far, that even a get which is not totally possible, but if the husband asked for a standard get and he got a get which is not ideal, we would say it's a shinui shlichus, and the get is batel now midaraisa. But he says, first of all, this is rachok min asvara. It doesn't really explain why. Then he makes other argument from the Masari. He says, all our rabbeinu chas v'shalom would have been machshelas, would have not told us this, would have not explained such a basic din that all these gittin which are only pasul midrabanan or mikah chumra all become batul min haTorah unless the husband explicitly condoned it. He says most poskim say you do need shlichus on a get. Certainly it should be a problem. So how could it be that none of the poskim told us this din? Not none. We find the Mishkas Yaakov and others did. How can it be most of the other poskim don't mention that clearly the steam of the lashon of the poskim, all these other achronim are saying, clearly indicates that we don't accept this chumra of the Mishkanos Yaakov, of the Get Pashut, and the Sefer Yoshua. The question is, why not? Before we get into the sfaros of why, we should just note that Pesach Tshuva points out The other Achronim, the Get Pasha, the Sefer Yeshua, they were talking about a Get, which is Pasul, perhaps, Mikra Din, Mukhtam for sure. Mishkanet Yaakov extends this even to a Get which is not Pasul, Mikra Din, is only lacking Chumras. Says the Pesach Tshuva, that's certainly hard to understand. Because the same Gemara that says, Lo Atush Lichutzan, which was the whole source of the Get Pasha, that a Get that's Pasul is Lo Atush Lichutzan, that's why they can write another one, and that was the Makar, because it's Lo Atush Lichutzan, we say that means it's a deviation from the Shlichus. And that's why they can write another one. The same argument of law to shlichutan means that that first get is pasul, batal even. But the same Gemara says that if it's only chumras, according to the way Tosus and the Rosh and the Ran understand, if you're only missing chumras, then we say law to it is also shlichutan. They're allowed to write another get. That would seem to be a direct stira to the Mishkanet Yaakov, who says even a get that's only missing a chumra is considered law to shlichutan. So how does that? How can you square that? Pesach Tshuva proposes that there are different kinds of chumras. There are some chumras, he said, which even though they're only chumras, are very widely known. For example, he says, the idea that a get needs 12 lines and must be written in Ksav Ashuris. Those chumras, he says, are so universally known, even women and unlearned people know these things. Interesting sociological point. I'm not sure that's true today, that even unlearned people know these halachas, but in his time, apparently, even people who knew very little knew such halachas. Those halachas, he says, maybe the Mishkanet Yaakov is right, that if the get lacks those things, that is a get batul midaraisa, even though inherently they're not psulim daraisa. However, he says, a get which is missing chumras that even the lomdim may not know about, like the tikkun osios, the exact structure and details of how to write the letters, or hekev gvil, the idea that letters can touch or shouldn't touch the edge of the page, those types of halachas, even the lomdim don't know that, even talmidei chacham don't know that apparently, those halachas maybe would not be considered a shinui shlichus, and that's why we say earlier that a get which is missing chumras is still considered osur shlichusa. On the other hand, the Taras Kitzin's point still stands, that the halacha over there is, that halacha that we say asur shlichusa when it's only missing chumras is by a default instruction by the husband. But if the husband said, I want you to write a get that's kosher, absolutely kosher, according to the opinion of the Rav, then we say that even in that case, if the chumras is law asur shlichusa. And then again, it would follow that the Mishnah of Yaakov would be right, that those chumras would then escalate and become problems midaraisa. So again, while we have the Mishnah of Yaakov and the get pashut, and the Sefer Yeshua, that all say that at least in the case of a real Psul Drabanan, maybe even in the case of Chumras, we say, Lo Asur Shlichusan, it's a Shinui Shlichus, and the get becomes Batel, it escalates into a real problem Daraisa. Many other poskim, perhaps most poskim, don't agree. And the question is, why? Why not? What's wrong with the argument that if they deviate, even in a relatively minor way, from the instructions, that's a Shinui and a Shlichus, and a get written without Shlichus, or certainly in a case of deviation from Shlichus, should be Batel Daraisa? Why is that not correct? Aruch HaShulchan, when he explains why the Mishnah of Yaakov is wrong, he says, in spite of the fact that the Mishnah of Yaakov criticizes the Gedolim who were Mekel B'Shat HaTchak, Mishnah of Yaakov says it would be a Bittul Midaraisa, Aruch HaShulchan says, no, I think Yafu Horu HaGedolim, these Gedolim who ruled leniently were correct. He says, certainly if he explicitly said, I want this prat, I want this detail, that's a Shinui, that's a Kpeda. But Minastam, he says, he wants to write a get. Why does he care? Why would he care? Chas b'shalom, for the get to be batel, something that has no ikr b'din klal, it's only a chumra, why would he care? So, the Aruch HaShulchan is, maybe misvara, that's true, the problem is he's not addressing the fact that the post can say that's lo atu shlichusan, at least in the case where it's a real psul medrabanan, maybe he's only talking about the case of chumra. But even that, we pass in that after you write, that after the husband tells the sofer, write a get that's kosher, in your opinion, absolutely kosher, we'd like to say lo atu shlichusan. So you're telling me as far as, well, the Baal wouldn't really mind. Then how do we say lo asur shlichusan? How can you have your cake and eat it? How can you say it's lo asur shlichusan and at the same time say, well, he doesn't really mind? Aruch HaShulchan doesn't really explain how we can have it both ways. The Chazon Ish, who initially was mechavein to the chumra of the Mishkan of Yaakov on his own, then he says you can be mefakfik, you can be doch of the svar. He says, doesn't explain that clearly, but he says, yesh lomar, what the husband means is, im lo yivad ha-psul kad magerishin, if the psul shall not be discovered before the get takes place, the gerushin takes place, then the gerushin should be gerushin midaraisa. Not that's the loshul discarish klal. Why does he care? What does he gain by saying the gerushin shouldn't work at all? What does he accomplish by that? So, similar to the Aruch HaShulchan, it doesn't make sense for him to object. He ends up by saying tzarchi, and he's not absolutely sure. Then he brings some more of the literature later. But he seems to be noted that the get would be kosher midaraisa. And he doesn't explain how does that stem with law to shlichusan, but perhaps his language suggests, he says, im lo yivad apsul kadma gerishin. Perhaps he means to say, the husband's das is that the get, his shlichus is misla tali v'kai, it depends on whether the psul is discovered before the gerishin. If the psul is discovered, then he says, law to shlichusan, then it's considered a deviation and unauthorized and write another one. If the psul is not discovered till later, then at this point, why do I care? The get was given already. Let bygones be bygones. I'm not going to get more schar now in El Haba if you write another get with more chumris. Then he wants the get to be good. So if that's what he means, that would answer the question of how it can be at the same time, lo asu shlichuson, if you discover it, but if you don't discover it and you give it, then it's asu shlichuson, because his das is that it depends on whether it's discovered before you give it or not. It's a bit of a tricky thing. Maybe it's totally embrera to say that I want it to be al pi shlichus if it's discovered or not. A little tricky. Not exactly sure the Chazon Ish means that, but perhaps that is what the Chazon Ish means. In any event, in the earlier Akronim, we find two other explanations for how we can both, again, have our cake and eat it, how we can say that it's both lo asu shlichuson, but still does not become a get batel because of deviation from the shlichus. We have two approaches of the Taras Gittin and the Bris Avraham. The Taras Gittin says, again, his argument is, and we discussed who aposkim, nobody ever said that such a get is batel, it can't be true. Asked why not, so he says, when we say lo asu shlichuson, we don't mean that such a get is written in defiance and opposition to the husband's instructions. No. Certainly, as long as the get is kosher, mikra din, why does he care, and so on, the get is considered written in accordance with shlichus. Law of shlichusin just means that the chiddush of asu shlichusin, that the shlichus terminates with the first kosher get, that doesn't apply. Law of shlichusin means the authorization remains in force. You're allowed to write another get because you're still considered my shluchim. I don't terminate and close down my authorization until I have a get that's kosher. But it doesn't mean that the other get wasn't written b'tar shlichus. It just means that you haven't finished doing my shlichus. My shlichus remains in force, and you can still write another get. So law of shlichusan doesn't mean that it's really a shinui, the reason for which would be presumably like the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chazon Ish say, because why would he care? So he means that the get is considered written in accordance with the Baal. Law of shlichusan just means that his authorization remains in force, which entitles them to write another get. The Bris Avraham gives a somewhat different explanation. The Bris Avraham says, no, law of shlichusan means the get has not been written b'shlichus of the husband. So, how can the get be kosher? Since when can you write a get without shlichus of the husband? Says the Bris Avraham, you're right. Normally, if a sofer out of the blue just gets up and writes a get for a husband, he thinks the husband would want it, that certainly doesn't work. You need tivei habal, instructions of the husband, you need shlichus, that's absolutely true. But in a case where the husband made a tivei, the husband authorized a get. Just you're not doing it in accordance with his tivei. But he doesn't care. Why would he care? Again, like the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chazon Ish say, ma betza, and he doesn't mind. That doesn't mean authorization actually extends to this get. No, the authorization was for a kosher get. And that's why if you wrote a get pustel or a get without chumras, and he said, I want a get that's ideal, the authorization remains in force, because this get was not written according to his authorization. But im kol zeh, the get is kosher, because why would he mind? He made an authorization. Your get doesn't differ materially from the one he authorized. Basically, it seems like it's a form of zechiyah almost, that he said it's okay. You know he authorizes such a get. You know he wants such a get. Even though his authorization didn't cover this get, you can do it because why not? It doesn't matter. So the Taras Gittin seems to be saying the get is actually written b'tar shlichus, and the shlichus extends to multiple gittin until you get one that's kosher. Bris Avraham seems to be saying the shlichus does not extend to this get, but the get is nevertheless kosher because why would he mind? Bris Avraham certainly has ramifications for the major sugya of zechiyah and a get in cases where you know absolutely that the husband would want a get. For example, he's authorized one, but for some reason when he authorized can't be used, can you write a new one without the famous case of the get in Haifa, the get sent to Haifa, where the initial shliach were appointed by husbands all over the world. The husbands in Siberia and the rest of the world appointed a shliach in Haifa to give get to their wives in Haifa. That shliach died. There was a question whether the basin could appoint a new shliach. On the one hand, we normally need instructions from the husband to be a shliach. On the other hand, why would he care? The guy in Tiberi doesn't care if it's Reuven or Shimon and Chaifa who gives the get. That was a major discussion, whether we rely on Zechiah. Other cases, recent case of the get for the husband in a persistent vegetative state, Zechiah and a get is a major topic to authorize a get, either a Ksiva or a Nesina, without an explicit authorization, but through Zechiah, is a major topic. The Bris Avraham, though, is moving in that direction and saying, since the husband did authorize a get, and there's no reason to assume that he authorized dafka that get and not this get, even though the shlichus was explicitly and specifically for a get kosher, and that's why the shlichus remains in force, we say lo asu shlichuson after a get pustel has been written, nevertheless, the get pustel is still kosher midaraita, and this is latete, because self kol self, he did authorize a get, and this get is not materially different from the get that he did authorize. So in summary, we have several shittos. We have the Get Pashut, tentative Svara, Sefer Yeshua. Mishkanot Yaakov, who say that any get that has any problem, to the extent that we say lo asu shlichuson, such a get becomes batel midaraisa. The Mishkanot Yaakov seems to say that even in the case of a get which is kosher mikra din, is only lacking chumra, since it's not ideal, we say lo asu shlichuson. The get pasha doesn't go that far, although the Taras Kitten says he might agree, according to our minhag, that we say not just write a get, but write a get that is kosher according to the sofer. Within the sheet of the Mishkanot Yaakov, we have the Piskei Tshuva's compromise. Maybe that's only by a problem which is mefursam and well-known, and even unlearned people know it. But at least in the case where there's a real problem or certain types of chumras, these poskim are saying that because of the din of lo'asu shlichuson, because of the fact that again, need shlichus, and you can't write it in defiance of the husband's orders, the problem escalates and becomes a problem that can be mevakel to get midaraisa. Many other acronym reject this, and they say that the stima halachah of the poskim, the clear implication of the halachic tradition, is that a get that's only possible midrabanan is only possible midrabanan, a get that's only lacking chumras is only lacking chumras, with all the kulos that that implies. El karchach, the fact that it's lo'asu shlichuson doesn't render the get batel midaraisa for any of the various reasons we've been discussing, which are all ultimately rooted in the fact that the husband doesn't really care. And exactly why that matters, we saw different approaches in the Akronim, but at the end of the day, most Akronim say that we don't accept this idea that a Psul Drabanan, and certainly not a Chumrah, escalates and renders the get Batel Midaraisa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.